بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد
I went to Barbados with my Sheikh Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. I had arranged for Haji Sahib to go to Barbados. I had no plans of going with him. And myself and my two other colleagues, friends, Usman Bhai and other is Suleiman Bhai, the three of us went to drop Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh from Leicester to Scotland. We went to drop him there. And my two companions were supposed to return from there and I was supposed to stay with Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh until his flight to Barbados, 4-5 days later. I had no program of going to Barbados. But Haji Sahib was under the impression that I am arranging for him to go to Barbados and I am also going to accompany him, which I was not aware of. So whilst still in Scotland with these two brothers, they were supposed to leave shortly. Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh started talking about the trip to Barbados. He was very fond of me. He had a lot of love for me. So he said to me that the trip to Barbados will be very enjoyable because I will have your company throughout the journey. That is when I realized that he was under the impression that I am going to Barbados with him. And I was very busy setting up the academy in those days, looking after the academy. But as soon as I understood from his talk that he was under the impression that I am going, I immediately within myself made intention that if he is thinking I am going to Barbados, then I have to go. And he was not aware that I was going to stay with him in Scotland. So when they were about to leave, I said, Hazrat, if you give me leave, I have some arrangements to make before we leave for Barbados. So he said, okay. So I came back to Leicester and I booked my ticket to go with him. So we went to Barbados. And Alhamdulillah, it was a very fruitful journey. Very fruitful journey. When a person follows the wishes of his Sheikh, he will never lose. So I left everything behind. Academy, everything. I said, you sort it out, I'm going. I'll come back later with Sheikh. So on the last day, Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh was to deliver a bayan before Juma Salah and a bayan in the evening. I'm cutting the story short. The story of Barbados is very long with Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi. So the bayan was in Jami Masjid and the whole of Barbados knew that Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh is going to speak before Juma Salat. So all the ulama of Barbados were in that masjid. Hazrat Murana Kara Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh was alive. Hazrat Murana Qazi Sahib was alive. Hazrat Murana Yusuf Pipadawala Sahib was still alive. They were all there. And Barbados is like a home for me. It was like home then as well when I went with Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. And Haji Sahib was lecturing every day. I was just there to benefit from Hazrat. So we entered the Jami Masjid for Juma Salat. And upon taking his place, Hazrat started his Tahiyatul Masjid. And his Khadim, Dr. Sabir, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, who also passed away, he stood next to Hazrat to perform Tahiyatul Masjid. And as was my habit, because Dr. Sabir was his companion, so I would let him stay with Hazrat, and I would stay right behind Hazrat. Right behind Hazrat means right behind the two of them. So if Hazrat desires to see me, he does not have to stretch his neck full behind, and it's easy for him to. So Hazrat performed his Tahiyatul Masjid, I also finished my Tahiyatul Masjid, and Hazrat started whispering to Dr. Sabir. Dr. Sabir Sahib, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, was a homeopath doctor, and he was younger than me. But just like Maulana Ahmad Sahib, he had been with Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi right from the age of 16. So he had spent a considerable amount of time. And just like Maulana Ahmad Sahib, Safar, Hadar, everywhere he would be with Hazrat. So Hazrat whispered. And Tarbiyah, mashallah. He was very humble, like Maulana Ahmad, down to earth. And he had high morals and characters. So Hazrat actually asked him that I want to talk to Salim. So he did not just turn around and say that Hazrat is calling you. No, he got up from his place. He came in front of me. He sat down in front of me. And he said, Hazrat is remembering you. This was the etiquette. Because to him I was an alim. And he was a non-alim. I was older in age. And even after the demise of Hazrat, he would always say, you are the beloved of my Shaykh. The very first bayan he made in Leicester was in Masjid-e-Umar. So he said that the streets of the beloved are also beloved. That's why I am in Leicester. He had a lot of love for me, Dr. Sabir Sahib also. So I went to Hazrat respectfully and I sat down in front of him. So he said, go ahead and deliver the bayan. He said, deliver the bayan. So I said, Hazrat, if it is your order, I will oblige. But the whole Barbados is here with this assumption that you are going to talk. So it is my humble opinion that it would be better if you talk, if you deliver the lecture. So that is when Hazrat said this. He said, a good thought that comes in Salat should be acted upon because it is blessed. He said, whilst I was performing Salat, Tahiyatul Masjid, the thought occurred to me that today's Jumab Bayan should be yours, not mine. And he said, it is a good thought, needs to be acted upon. So he said, go and deliver the Bayan. I said, Hazrat, your order, make dua for me. And I went ahead. So this malfuz that I heard from Hazrat was in Jami Masjid, Barbados. So Hazrat said this. And that was his humbleness. If he was a man of this world and not the man of the Akhirat, he would not have let go of that opportunity. That was his first journey to Barbados and that was his last journey. And that was the biggest crowd he could have got. Because all the bayans before that, he couldn't get the full crowd. The biggest crowd on Jummah day. But he gave it to me. And he used this word. In namaz, salat, the thought came that you should bayan, not me. So it needs to be acted upon. So when the thought came in my mind whilst performing Taraweeh in Haram Sharif that I should compile this booklet, I remembered my Shaykh's words. That a good thought that comes in Salat should be acted upon. So when the Imam of Haram, after 10 rakats, he gave a small interruption to everybody to have intermission for water and a few minutes, I said to Maulana Ahmad Sahib, give me pen and paper quickly. And I studied the work there and then. Because Allah inspired me with some names and duas there and then. So I said, Bismillah. Now I thought to myself that 99 names, to find appropriate duas for every name, will it be possible? But the thought has come in Salat and it needs to be acted upon, Allah will help me. when I am going from here, there, a name would come in my mind and a dua, so I would jot down quickly after going inside. And whatever compilation I had, first 25 names, then 30 names, then 35 names, I was reciting last year in Tahajjud daily, whatever little I had done. Because it was not completed in Ramadan. After Ramadan last year, I was heading for reunion. And the aeroplane had a technical problem, so the flight was cancelled. And because I could not reach the program in time, I decided to return from Paris. So we were given a hotel by the airline. Even there I did some work on this. I said to Maulana Ahmad Sahib, I said, you talk to the people in reunion, phone UK also and talk to them what's happened. Phone some brothers here in Paris also, let them know that we are in this predicament. And whilst you're doing all this, give me Asma-i Husna, if I can work something out. So 2-3 duas came in my mind in Paris also. Many people think that Allah has 100 names only. One is His name and 99 attributes. No, there are more than 99. Much more than 99. But it has become famous that 99 names, because in one hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned 99 names. And one opinion is that these 99 names are those for which there is a specific virtue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. It does not mean He has only 99. He has 99 names. One who memorizes them, for him will be Jannah. So He has other names also. But from amongst those hundreds of names, there are so many names, yes, from amongst those names, these 99 names are specific with this virtue. So it does not mean that Allah has 99 names only. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam enumerated these 99 names. When we read this booklet, we carry out this command of Allah. Ya Rahman, Ighfir Warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Ya Rahim, Irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. So we mention one name each and with that we call Allah. So we call Allah through these names and then we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why I am asking Maulana Zaid to read this out to you is so that you get acquainted with this book and try to acquire a copy and try to read it, especially during auspicious moments when you are in the Haramain Sharif and when in Ramadan, daily once. It will take you about 5 to 7 minutes probably. I haven't timed myself, 5 to 7 minutes. So daily, with adab, with reverence, daily. And if not daily, then at least once a week. But have a copy. Everybody should have a copy. Included, inshallah, you'll get a lot of blessings. And the inshallah, we will try to publish very soon a translated version also. We did not want to delay, that's why we published it very quickly, so people can start at least reciting without the translation. But if a person reads this, then he will find that all his needs of this world and the hereafter will be covered. If not specifically, then generally. This is the book. Luminous Prayers is the name. Luminous Prayers with the beautiful names of Allah. So take a copy for yourself and take other copies and get other people to read also. Because you will be spreading the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave it barakah. And it was published in December. So it's been about less than 6 months. And alhamdulillah, more than 36,000 copies have gone. So Allah granted it acceptance, alhamdulillah. Make dua that may Allah give it more acceptance. Amen. And it is my desire that they are placed in masajid also, in the shelves, so it's easy for people to read. So if you are able to place it, and we will give you free copies for masajid. So contact the Islamic Dawah Academy for masajid.